Okay, so today on this webinar, I am hoping to cover everything that there is for you to get started in outsourcing. And this is going to be very, very different than what you have traditionally heard about outsourcing. What people traditionally know, in my opinion, is very, very wrong. And so I hope to cover a whole lot of stuff and get you going so that you have enough to do this on your own. When I say the 17-hour work week, you see my title there is 17-hour work week through living it through outsourcing. I live that. And this isn't some theory that I came up with that is, you know, something that, oh, this would be a really great idea to teach people. This is actually what I do. So just so you know, I have about 2.5 hours worth of material to cover in just over an hour. So I'm going to be talking really fast today. I'm going to try and get through everything, and I'm going to talk really quickly to do it. So also, in the beginning of this, I am going to cover a couple things that you may think are not really all that relevant. But there's a reason I'm showing you them, and you'll understand the reason in a minute. So I found this picture a couple months ago, and I thought it was pretty interesting because it illustrates something really important. This was me 4 or 5 years ago. You can see my house with the antenna on the top of it and the 92 Toyota Tercel that I was driving. I didn't have much. And I'm showing you this so that you know that you don't have to be an expert to make this work. You don't have to know everything. You don't have to have a super successful business in order to outsource it. I didn't. Then I also realized a couple months ago that when I started outsourcing, it exactly coincides with when I started doubling my income every single year. And I don't know if it's the outsourcing that did it. I'm sure it had a major effect on my ability to double my income. But the fact is I've doubled my income every single year, and it's doubling again this year. And I would hope to continue doing that. And much of that is because of the way that I'm outsourcing. So Since this time, I want to show you a couple things. This is me and my family in Costa Rica on the beach 2 years ago. We spent a month there because we could. And I actually intended to work while I was there. And when we got there, I found out that the place that we had rented for the month didn't have internet access, so I didn't work. But I still made a good 5-figure income that month because I have other people doing my work for me. Over the last couple of years, a couple of places we've been, I'm just showing you this again so that you know that this is real. I actually live this. Here's New York with my wife, Philippines, London, Thailand, California on the beach with my beautiful daughter. Again, I don't show you this so you think I'm cool. I want you to know this is reality, and this is not that far away for you. This is the golf course that I golf every day with my son. And actually, I play it every day with my son and my two daughters now. They're 3, 5, and 7. And this is what I choose to do with my time. I choose to spend it golfing and with my family and traveling, because I have the time to do it. So, before I show you the problems and how to solve them of outsourcing, let me tell you a quick story. And here are the problems. The three problems that I see that people have in outsourcing. Oh my gosh. Okay, so I work at home, and I don't know if you can hear my son yelling in the background, but let me go close my office door. I will be right back.
If I'm still alive and you can hear me, I can attest to the fact that I'm not sure John even worked 17 hours in a week. That might be exaggerating. He was literally living the 4-hour work week when he first found this.
Okay, sorry. Hopefully they won't come in while we're doing this, but it's very possible they might. So, all right, three problems that I find that people have in outsourcing. Number one is knowing where and how in specifics of hiring someone. We're going to cover that today. Number three is knowing how to keep them busy. These are the two problems that people think that they have. The number one problem that I find that people have is a problem that they don't know that they have, which is knowing what's possible with outsourcing. Most people just have this skewed view of what outsourcing is, and we're going to change that right now. So let me tell you a quick story. About 3 years ago, my wife was 7 months pregnant with this little girl. We had two other kids at the time, and we went into the doctor's office for a checkup, and he had run some tests, and he comes into the office and says to my wife, "You have preeclampsia, and if you don't stay in bed for the next 3 to 5 weeks, you're going to go into seizures and die and lose this baby." And, you know, for me, that was a major shock. I was running my own business and working full time in my business, you know, working 40 hours a week in the business that I had created a job for myself in. And I wasn't about to lose a baby over money. So I knew that I had to stop working for the next 3 to 5 weeks because I had to take care of these other two kids. And, you know, that was the most important thing to me. So when we got home, I sent an email to two of my guys that had been working for me and told them, hey, your job has to change. Here's my situation. Here's why I can't work. My wife, you know, strict bed rest. And you need to do all the things that I'm currently doing in my business. Manage my AdWords account and deal with our marketing and my blog and comments and forums and article marketing and video marketing and software updates and bugs and customer service and everything that I was currently doing in my business, I need you guys to do for me. So for the next 3 weeks after that, I worked literally 1 hour. And 3 weeks later, my wife had the baby. And for the next 2 months, I worked 1 hour per week. And I remember this very vividly. Those hours that I was working were just on my BlackBerry responding to questions that my guys had. So the funny thing about all of this is that those 3 months were three of the most profitable months in my business. We made about $800,000 in those 3 months. And I don't want you to get the idea. I'm going to try and be totally honest with you today. I don't want you to get the idea that I just hired these guys off the street and they took over my business and we made all this money because they were running my business. That's not what happened. I had set my business up to run really well. But the point is, it didn't fall apart when I wasn't there. They did the work and they kept it going. That's a really big deal. And just so you know, these guys that were doing this, we're making about $250 per month for full-time work. Now, yeah, let me say that again. They were making $250 per month for full-time work. And that is a business expense. It's totally tax deductible. I'm not paying insurance. I'm not paying taxes. I'm not paying, you know, internet access or utilities. After tax savings, I'm paying these people about $170, $180 per month for full-time work, and they're doing everything for me. Now, these guys, I'm not sure if I said this, but they had been working for me for about 18 months, and I had given them quite a bit of training. And so it wasn't like it was a brand new person, I just let them take over my business, because you can't do that. You have to train them. But during this time, I learned a lot of stuff, as you would imagine. I learned, first of all, just how good these guys were, how smart they are, how good they are at doing things, you know, way, way more capable of doing things than I ever thought before. Second, and this is super, super important, I realized during this time that even in an internet business, there is always work to be done. You know, there's this idea of why so many people get into the internet, which is set it and forget it. You know, where you're going to build something and then you're going to leave it alone and you're never going to have to touch it again. And it is a myth. There is always work to be done, even in an internet business. It's just a matter of who's doing the work. Is it you doing the work or is it someone else doing the work for you? Because up to this point in my business, it had been me. I was always the one doing all the work. Even though I had other guys working for me, I just didn't really know what they could do. Now it's someone else. And for everyone listening to this, I hope that next week, it's someone else doing the work in your business. And I hope to show you everything you need to know about how you can do that. So, outsourcing isn't about Dell or Walmart, or it's not about HP outsourcing an entire division of their company over to India. This is about you hiring an individual person to do your work for you. The very first time I ever did this was with a PHP programmer. And it was the single most liberating experience of my life. I hired him. I was a programmer. I graduated from college in computer science, and I hired him to do the programming work that I was doing. And when I had learned about this, I went back and forth for a few months and said, you know, can I really get this done? Can I do the work, or can I get someone else to do the work? Can I do as good of a job as I am? You know, I was a good programmer. Can I keep him busy full time? I went back and forth for a couple months and finally hired someone. And it was amazing the freedom that it gave me to work on things that actually make money in my business, because now I didn't have to worry about the bugs and the software updates and all the programming that needed to be done. All of a sudden, I was free to concentrate on sales and marketing. So when you do this, this is about you hiring an individual person to do your work for you. You are going to teach this person everything you know about your business. You are going to hire a full-time person, not a part-time person, not a contractor, a full-time person, And you're going to teach them everything, and they're going to run your business over time. It's not going to happen immediately, but they're going to run it for you. So this is not about hiring employees. The last thing you want in doing this is a $15 an hour headache in the U.S. where you got to worry about, oh man, they just spent 8 hours doing that thing, and 8 hours at $15 an hour, that's $130, and I could have done that in about 20 minutes, and oh, they came in late, and are they ripping me off? Are they really profitable for me? That's not what you want. You know, there's definitely a place for hiring U.S.-based employees. This is not it. Couple other things that this is not about, and this is super important. This is not about Elance, and this is not about India. And I understand that I'm about to offend a whole subcontinent of people. So let me talk about Elance first. Elance is great, and it has its place. But in my opinion, Elance is one of the biggest reasons why people fail to achieve this to achieve the six-figure income barrier in their internet business. Elance and any contractor site, and there are a whole bunch of these. Get a Freelancer, Guru.com, Scriptlance, Odesk, Rent-A-Coder. Like, there's like 15 of them. The problem is you are hiring a contract worker to do a single task for you. And when you are done with that person and they're done with your task, you never benefit from that person's knowledge again. And any effort you put into bringing that person up to speed, you never benefit from that effort again. So the next time you need to do something, you have to go back and redouble all of the efforts that you did. Not only that, but when you're done with this person and they did some software for you, or they wrote some articles for you, whatever it was, as soon as you realize it wasn't done perfectly, you're screwed because you've already paid them and they're gone. So, you know, Elance has its place. This is not about Elance. This is super important. This is not about hiring contract workers. Also, now, not about India. Let me preface this by saying, I like India. I have lots of Indian friends. I love Indian food and the music and Bollywood and their dance. It's wonderful. Outsourcing to India doesn't work. So if you have tried outsourcing to India before, you know, I get this all the time from people. I've tried that and it doesn't work. Well, what doesn't work about outsourcing? Well, we hired this team in India and they were always late. Well, okay, stop right there. That's the problem. You try this again. Give it another shot with what I'm about to show you with the Philippines. It is totally different. You know, in India, they mean well. Their brains just work differently than ours do. And it makes communication and it makes progress really, really difficult. It's not bad. Their brains just work differently. So that's, I hope that's all I will say about India. No guarantees though. As you can tell, I'm pretty passionate about this. Okay. Last thing before we talk about the Philippines. So, so my wife had, you know, we got put on strict bed rest. 3 weeks later, she had the baby. 2 months later, I was working an hour a week. At some point, it became time for me to work again. There's only so much nothing you can do in a day before you start getting bored. And I know this sounds crazy, but there's only so many times that in a day that you can take your kids to the golf course before you've got to start working again. And so let me tell you about one of my experiences with implementing everything and what I did when it was time for me to start working and when I realized I needed to start working. I started designing a business based around what I had learned during this time period, which was, you know, this is the way to live the lifestyle that you want to live. This is the reason you got into this in the first place, was to live the lifestyle. And I wasn't living that lifestyle up until I was forced to. And so let me see if I can start a business where these guys are going to do all the work for me. So I started designing this business, and I'll tell you exactly what it was. It was an affiliate business where we were going to write reviews about products, and every review was going to have an affiliate link on it, and then we're going to drive traffic to the reviews. So I found the niche, and so I'm going to push this to the most extreme test that I knew how at that point in terms of having them do all the work for me. So I went out and found a niche and I bought a domain and sent it to one of my guys, which since then I've learned that I can have them do all the research to find the niche and to buy the domain. So I sent it to one of my guys and I recorded a 45-minute audio of myself speaking and teaching him what we're going to do and why we're going to do it. And so, you know, I said, you know, here are the goals of this business. And this is what you need to be doing. You need to be the CEO of your business. You need to understand why you're doing what you're doing. And so I recorded this audio and said, look, we're going to do this business like this. Here's why we're doing it. Here's our goals. Here are the steps that we need to take to get there. Here are some specific things that I want you to do. You know, step one, step two, step three. Go do this. So then here's what he does. He takes the domain that I bought and sets it up on my hosting account, sets up WordPress on it, and changes the theme and makes it look good. Now, I worked with him through that process of making the theme look how I wanted it. You know, the first time he did it, he changed the theme, and I was like, eh, that's not really great. Try this. So he tries something else, and there was some tweaks that I wanted to make, and so he makes the tweaks, okay, so we get the theme right, and then he writes the first review of the product, and you know, it wasn't that great, and so I had to change it, or I had to tell him how to change it, and so he changes it, and we get it right, right? Okay, so the point of all this is, I'm not the one doing the work anymore. Yes, I am running the business, but I'm not the one doing the work. My guess is most of you guys on this webinar listening to this have enough knowledge in your heads for probably 4 or 5 full-time people. Nobody ever complains that there's not enough work to do. People complain that there's not enough time in the day to get stuff done. So your job really should be the CEO of your business. You should not be out implementing WordPress blogs or writing articles to submit to article directories or doing linking or social bookmarking or whatever it is. That's not your job anymore. Your job is to be the CEO of your business, to understand the goals of your business and the processes that you need to take it there, to be able to learn new things and synthesize it and understand it and put it together in your business. Let me tell you of an experience I have with this. And this is an experience of how to implement everything. So a while ago, there was a product that came out called MSN Loophole. And it was all about getting to the top of MSN for any natural search term. So not pay-per-click, but natural search terms. And the day that I got this email from someone promoting this product, I got 4 or 5 other emails promoting other products. And I looked at each of them and said, you know what? This one doesn't fit into my business, so I can skip it. And this one doesn't fit into my business, but this one does. And I can see, because I'm working on my business, not in my business anymore, I can see that this one fits into my business. So I bought it. It took me about 5 minutes to read the email and the sales page and buy the product. It then took me about 15 minutes to read the book. It wasn't very long. It was like 40 pages double-spaced. And then I sent an email. And during those 15 minutes, I had synthesized it and understood it and said, you know, I know where this fits. I sent an email to my guys, to two of my guys, and said, attach this book and I want you to read it. Then I want you to implement it. Pay specific attention to these chapters and these pages. Ignore this chapter and these pages because they're not relevant to our business. Implement this. If you you have access to my hosting account, you have my credit card. If you need anything else, go buy it, take care of it, implement this, and then let me know how this works. And I will tell you that the MSN Loophole strategy worked really well. And I had spent about 30 minutes implementing it. So when I say implement everything, I mean all the DVDs you bought, all the ebooks you've bought, all the video courses you've bought, everything that you have learned or know. You should have a plan for how to have someone else implement that for you. You still need to be there to be part of the process, but you shouldn't be the one doing the work. And that is super, super important for success. Okay, now that I've covered that, I'm ready to talk about the Philippines. So, and you know, this is why you got on, was to hear about the Philippines. So when I talk about the Philippines, this is where I'm doing this. And when I say you're going to outsource to the Philippines, I mean you are going to outsource to the Philippines and only the Philippines. There's a specific set of cultural differences why this works there. So in the Philippines, when I say the Philippines, I do not mean South America. I don't mean go to Africa and try this. I don't mean Eastern Europe. I don't mean Cambodia, Vietnam, Singapore, Thailand. I mean only the Philippines, and I'm going to tell you I have some specific reasons why it works there. Before I tell you that, let me show you a picture. This is a picture of my guys, and I show you this for 2 reasons. This is 6 of the 8 full-time people that I have working for me. One of the reasons I show you this to you is because I want you to know what kind of work you can get done. So these guys make anywhere between $200 and $600 US per month for full-time work. This guy is a very, very good PHP programmer. I can ask him to do anything. This guy's a good programmer and a good graphic designer. This girl makes phone calls for me. She calls customers in the U.S. And if you got a phone call from her, you would never know that she wasn't in the U.S. You would probably know that she wasn't a white American girl who was raised here, but you wouldn't know that she was not in this country. That's how good their English is. It's really amazing. These two girls, they write content for me. They write blog posts. They write forum posts. They write blog comments. They write emails. They write reviews. They write content for websites. They write copy. One of them writes sales copy for me. They can write anything that I want written. They do it. This guy also does this. And so actually three of these people are very similar. They build websites. They get links. This guy now, I've also turned him into a project manager. So just so you know, here's how I got this graphic done. I sent an email to this guy and said, hey, I want pictures to show to people when I do this webinar so that people can see that you guys are real, which I'll tell you about that in a second. So he went and gathered all the pictures, and then I sent them to this guy and said, hey, I want a collage done. And he takes all the pictures and puts them into this nice collage, including these embellishments, which he finds. I don't know where he gets them, but and he sends it to me and says, what do you think of this, sir? And I said, great, add it into my presentation. So he logs into my Google Docs account and adds it into my presentation. So the reason why I show you – the second reason why I show you this picture is because I get the idea that as I do this presentation, people often think that these guys are – that Filipinos are robots. Or that, you know, they're so affordable. It's so cheap to outsource over there that they're like throwaway, like trash, or like who cares, you know, just fire them or whatever. And please, oh gosh, okay. I show you this picture so that you know that these are human beings. They're human beings with families and with feelings and with needs and wants and desires and problems in their lives. And the sooner you realize this, the sooner you will have an amazing experience with them. The better your experience will be in outsourcing there. And I know that, you know, as you hear that they're human beings, you say, well, duh, of course they're human beings. Well, you know, it took me a really long time to get that into my head that these are human beings. It's not just a robot on the other end of that email. It's a person with feelings and thoughts and needs and wants and desires. Please treat them as such. I heard of a time when someone was not treating them well, and I cannot tell you the anger. I love these people. And as you do this, you will learn to love them too. Okay, a little bit of my own rant. And so let's talk about why the Philippines and some of my thoughts on why this works so well there. And it's not any one of these things individually. It's all these things combined why this works so well in the Philippines. And just so you know, there are no hard rules for this. You can't go to a website and find out why outsourcing in the Philippines works so well. This is my experience over the last 4.5 years. This is my experience in doing this with them and in talking with other people about it. So there is a culture of honesty in the Philippines to the point where my guys have my credit cards. They have access to my bank account. They have access to my email accounts, my personal email account. They have access to all of my hosting accounts. They have root access to my servers. They have access to my usernames and passwords to my PayPal accounts. The only thing they don't do is they don't pay themselves. Now, I have literally helped people hire thousands of Filipinos. Never once have I heard of a problem with dishonesty. That being said, someone listening to this is probably going to go do something stupid and something you're not comfortable with, and you're going to be the first one to have this problem. You're going to come back to me and say, oh, I got ripped off. Please don't do something stupid. Don't do something you're not comfortable with. Now, you know, it took me like 2 years before I realized that I could totally trust all these people. It shouldn't take you that long. Okay, number two, the Filipino culture, Filipinos are loyal almost to it being a fault of theirs, to the point where when you hire someone, they will never quit. Even if they have a better option for a better situation, they won't quit. So what this means for you is when you hire someone, you can teach them anything you want, and then you never have to teach that again because they won't quit. So even if you're not the crazy great documenter, you know, like Michael Gerber talks about in the E-Myth, where, you know, you have to document every process of your business, you don't have to. You just have to teach them enough so that they can do it. And if you don't get it right the first time, it's okay. One of the great things about Filipinos is they think like we do, and they'll do it right, and they'll read between the lines. And if you miss a step, it's okay. Go teach them again. Go teach them that step the next time and add it on. And you know what? Now they know how to do it right. And you didn't have to deal with a contractor where you wasted his time. That's a really big deal. They're so loyal. They're super intelligent. Everyone you find will have a bachelor's degree, and it's a legitimate bachelor's degree. It's not like a high school thing that they claim is a bachelor's degree. They have computers and internet access, so you don't have to go over there to make this happen. You don't have to hire through a service. You can hire them directly, and they can work from home with their computer and internet at home. They're very hardworking by nature. And in the Philippines, they speak American English, not Indian English, and that's a really big deal. Okay, so here's something really, really important about this. Unlike most of the world right now, in the Philippines, they actually like America. And so, you know, when I say America, I know for a fact that this works in the U.S., Canada. Let me think. Okay, so in the U.S., Canada, Australia, the U.K., Singapore, Germany, Switzerland, France. Oh, gosh, where else have I talked to people that were doing this? Thailand. You know, the more I learn about this, the more I realize it's a foreigner thing. It's not just a U.S. thing. So here's the crazy part about it. In the Philippines, they look up to foreigners so much. And this has to do with their history, and I'm not going to get into it. But so much that when you hire them, they now have a foreign boss, you literally just elevated their social status to the point where Friday night out with their friends, they will brag about you, their foreign boss that they deal with every day. So when you combine these things together with the fact that it's really hard to find a job in the Philippines, they will do anything to make you happy. I mean, you think about this. It's hard to find a job. You just gave this person a full-time permanent job. You're paying them more than they could make somewhere else. You just elevated their social status. They're working from home, which, you know, is everyone's dream, working on their own hours. They will do anything to make you happy. And when they mess something up, they will apologize profusely and will work their tails off until they get it right. It is amazing the kind of work that you will see. And I'll tell you a couple stories about this in a minute, the kind of stuff that you'll experience with this. Last thing. Okay, so I know that you're thinking as I tell you this story about – oh, and I didn't even tell you this. Okay, so the business that I started after it was time for me to go back to work – the first month that, you know, we're writing reviews, the first month that we did that, that business made me about $200. In 3 months, it was making me about $1,000 a month. Within 6 months, it was making $3,000 to $5,000 a month. In 12 months, in a year, it was making $10,000 to $15,000 a month. Last month, I got a $31,000 check for it. The month before that, it was $24,000 and $7,000. The month before that, it was $29,000. I know you're thinking, why doesn't he go do this on his own? Right? Here's the reason. Filipinos are not entrepreneurial. Yes, there are some of them who are, but entrepreneurship, and this is crazy, is really looked down upon in the Philippines. People do not look up to someone who's starting their own business. They look down upon them. They look upon them as a bum. It's really crazy. So in the Philippines, they really just want a paycheck. So you can teach them everything about your business and they just want a paycheck. They will continue to do it for you year after year. And they're so loyal and so hardworking, you'll get really good work from them. I'm trying to think if I'm leaving anything out of this that can help you do this better. If I am, I'll have to come back to it. So, okay, now that I've covered about the Philippine culture, and I hope that you understand. Okay, you remember the problems that I told you in the beginning was number two problem was where and how in specifics of hiring someone. I'm about to cover that. The number one problem is knowing what's possible. So now you know a little bit of what's possible with this, because traditionally people think about outsourcing. Oh, you're going to hire one person and you're going to teach them as much as you can about one task in your business, and do not let them know anything else about any other task because you don't want them to go steal your stuff. Well, that's a terrible way to run a business. So in the Philippines, you're going to hire someone and you're going to teach them everything about your business, and they're going to be able to do it all. Not immediately. Remember, I'm trying to be totally honest with you guys. I have no BS to give you. It's going to take you some time to get them up to speed so that they can do this. You're going to have to teach them a lot of stuff so that they can run your business, because they don't know how to run your business for you. But you can teach them everything because they will not steal your business. I've never seen a problem with dishonesty, like I said. Okay, now that you know that, here's where you find people. I know this is what you've been waiting for. Where do you find people? Here's where I got started. I got started at Agents of Value, agentsofvalue.com. It's an American company. They have offices in the Philippines. They recruit Filipinos, come into their offices, and they lease that person back to you, the American. The good thing about Agents of Value is that it's not like a contracting company where you're hiring them to do a task and then they have a whole bunch of people that do that task for you. So you have to create crazy good documentation. They do give that person to you full time. There's a couple of problems with Agents of Value, and I'm not going to talk much about it. I know the owner. I know a couple of people that work for them doing recruiting. Over the last 2 years, they've kind of really gone downhill, and they're having a hard time recruiting people. They're having a hard time keeping people in, which is a real problem for you because if they quit, you just lost someone. And if they quit because of office politics, it's no fault of your own, and that's really crappy. The other problem is that I've already told you you can hire people for $250 a month, and they are charging you $750 a month, and I happen to know that they recruit at the same places that I recruit. And I know that because I know a couple of the recruiters that work for them. So I give you Agents of Value as an option in case these other two things aren't right for you. So currently, the best place to hire someone online is onlinejobs.ph. Now, let me preface that by saying I need to give you a disclaimer. I own onlinejobs.ph. And the reason I own onlinejobs.ph is because of bestjobs.ph. So for a really long time, bestjobs.ph was the best place to hire people. And so let me show you these two websites, and I'll explain the situation and why I say what I say. So here's onlinejobs. Let me show you bestjobs real quick. Okay. So here's how you use it. Best job. Number one, notice everything's in English and it's bestjobs.ph. This is a Philippine website. Everything's in English. Job seekers, employers, and resources. On the left side, under employers, we're going to do a resume search. We're not doing a job search here. People always want to click on job search. Do a resume search. Here on this page, you're going to leave everything alone except for you're going to change the resume date to be a month or less. Here's why. I found that most of the resumes in Best Jobs are older. And if I don't change it to be a month or less, then I'm getting a lot of older resumes. And this goes back to the loyalty thing where older resumes, people often have already found a job. And if I email them and they have a job, they won't even respond to my job inquiry. And so you got to change it to be a month or less. Even at that, you're still going to kind of get some a lot of older stuff, but it's still worth looking at. Okay, so keywords, English writer. You can see what I search for when I do this. Let me tell you why. In my experience, English is the single most important qualification when you are looking to hire someone for your internet business. Everything else can be taught. You can teach HTML. You can teach FTP. You can teach WordPress. You can teach all that. You can teach article marketing and video marketing and SEO and stuff. You cannot teach English. You could teach English, but it's not worth it, right? So, hire them for their English, and I know that a lot of you listening to this are going to say, oh, well, I know better than he does, and I don't care about their English. I want their SEO skills. Well, okay, let me tell you this. If you're hiring someone for their SEO skills, oftentimes, Filipinos just don't know what they don't know. And so if they tell you they know SEO, they probably don't. They probably know a little bit of it. They probably have some experience, which is great, but you're still going to have to teach them. So hire them for their English because it all comes back to English at some point. Okay, so a couple things to notice here. 2,300 resumes relevant to English writer. That's a lot. Second, notice all of the titles of these things. Marketing writer, content writer, blog writer, SEO writer. Great. SEO writer, article rewriter, content writer. These are the kinds of things that I want to hire someone in my business. Blogger, copywriter, ghostwriter, technical writer. Okay, let's look at a couple of these. I'm going to show you some of these. I'm looking for long-term online jobs as a marketing writer, content writer, blog writer, and SEO writer. I graduated with a degree in English literature and language from a reputable Philippine State University. Pretty dang good English, right? Just like I said, bachelor's degree, 3 to 4 years of experience, unemployed. Salary negotiable. Okay, I'm going to tell you what negotiable means in a minute. Let's go back and look at a couple of these other ones and just kind of see what we find here. See if we can find what I'm looking for. Okay, postgraduate degree. Oh my God. Okay, so this guy has a law degree. 5 to 9 years of experience, temporary employed, asking for $300 to $400 a month, full time. That's crazy. Available immediately. Okay, let's see what else we can find here. Experienced writer is currently the head of an independent group of freelance copywriters, undergraduate, but with expert mastery of English language. Pretty dang good, right? Bachelor's degree again, 3 to 4 years experience. 25,000 pesos a month. Okay, that's quite a bit, but let me show you what it means. So this number here, salary expectations, is almost always, no, it's always a monthly number. It's the number that they expect to make per month. And it's almost always in Filipino pesos, unless you see a dollar sign. They do not use a dollar sign in the Philippines to indicate their currency. So it's almost always a Philippine pesos number. Here's how it works. So you take 25,000, divide it by the current conversion rate to U.S. dollars, which is 45 to 1. 25,000 divided by 45 is $550 a month. This person is looking for 550 U.S. dollars per month for full-time work. Kind of expensive. So I'm looking for something else. Okay, 400 to 450 U.S. dollars per month. All right, so let me go on and show you. I'll show you some other people that are cheaper than this in just a minute. So I'm showing you Best Jobs because it's a valid way to hire people. In order to get contact information for people, you have to click here, you have to log in, and you have to register your business. Okay, so about a year ago, the owners of Best Jobs went crazy. And they decided they don't want people from outside of the Philippines hiring Filipinos anymore. So they shut the site down. And they disallowed registrations. Well, not only did they disallow registrations, they just disabled everyone's accounts. No warning, no questions asked, no refunds, nothing. So when they started allowing registrations again, let me show you what they did. This is pretty funny. You have to check 7 boxes here in order to get an account. Have you ever seen a website where they make you check 7 boxes? It's like, we really want to try really hard to get you to not sign up for an account. And so I'm showing you this just so you know what you're getting into, because they're crazy, the owners, and they will disable accounts for no reason whatsoever and will not give refunds. So I still show you this site because it is a valid way to hire people. There's still good talent here. I'll show you how. So you can sign up. It'll cost you like $115. You get 3 months of access. I'll show you how you can get it for free in a minute. Okay. Let me show you online jobs. So when they went crazy and started disabling all the accounts, including mine, I figured, you know what? There's got to be a better way to do this. So that's when we started onlinejobs.ph. And so, you know, I give you this disclaimer just so you know that I own this site. I told you I'm trying to be totally honest with you. Okay, a couple things to notice. First of all, the tagline here is Filipinos getting online jobs with American companies. That's a big deal. So anybody here, when you go to hire them, you know that they expect to work online for a foreign company. We have partnered with thousands of American, Australian, Singaporean, Canadian, UK, and other English-speaking companies. Okay, so they know what they're getting into up front. Second, we tell these people when they start what the expectations are, what your expectations will be for them, what they need to do to make you happy. So we've already given them some expectations to make this a little bit easier for you. Okay, so another thing that we did when we did this was we took the whole Philippine honesty thing and took it to another level, where if you've ever read a Filipino resume, you'll know that they are horrible. Like, they do not know how to write a resume that's helpful. They'll tell you like what elementary school they went to and what junior high and what high school and what classes they took and what grades they got in each of those classes and what church they went to when they were 7 and what religion they were when they were 12 and what church they went to when they were 18. And it's really, really crazy. So instead of taking resumes, we have them tell us their skills and rate themselves on those skills. So I'm going to look at English writing and just give you an idea of what you're going to find here. So first of all, 9,200 results for English writing, where people say they know English, right? That's a lot, clearly. Okay, so this person rates himself advanced, this one intermediate. Advanced, advanced, intermediate, beginner. So you can see immediately they're trying to be honest with you. Right? So second, I want you to know this because I've seen this a couple times. Oftentimes, again, they just don't know what they don't know. So I have seen people who are advanced whose English really isn't all that great. And I've seen people who say that they're a beginner and their English is really fabulous. So I can write in English and can talk in English fluently. I can also work with computers well. Okay, you know, pretty good English. So let's see how they rate themselves. Okay, I worked on board container ships as a third officer as such. I have the following tasks: navigate the vessel, went on bridge, washing, compliance. Okay, pretty good English, right? No marketing experience, no webmaster. Okay, no other experience other than English, and he can write. Okay, you know, I can train this guy. How much is he looking to make? Wow, that's a lot. 45,000 pesos a month. Okay, that's a crazy amount. And let's move on and find someone else. Let's just look at this. Website and graphic design. Okay, I know how to design sites using HTML, CSS, JavaScript with the aid of Dreamweaver, a web builder. Desired salary, 7,000 pesos a month. What does 7,000 mean? 7,000 divided by 45. He's asking for $150 per month. Super cheap. Okay, let me show you a couple other things. Number one, he says part-time and 20 plus. Okay, I have very often seen that they will say full-time and 10 plus. Really what they're saying is, I just want a job. Any kind of work. I just want a job. They don't want to miss out on anything. So I would highly suggest that you offer them a full-time job. Okay. Let me tell you what, remember back when on Best Jobs where I told you that their salary was negotiable. I'm going to kind of click through some of these so that you can see what you can get. Remember when I told you what salary negotiable means? I've been working for a couple of years as a call center agent, mostly outbound sales. Wow. Outbound sales. I've also experienced setting up appointments for clients over the phone. Awesome. Looking for 25,000 Filipino pesos a month, quite a bit, but 30 hours a week. Pretty good English, some marketing experience, a little bit of webmaster experience, a little bit of graphics. Okay, let me tell you about graphics real quick. When you hire someone, I told you that English is the single most important qualification, except if you're hiring a programmer or a graphic designer or someone to do something specific. Because in those things, the more experience, the better. In graphics, everyone, this is crazy, everyone in the Philippines takes like a Photoshop class in college. So everyone thinks they're a graphic designer. So if you're hiring someone because they say they have some graphic skills like Photoshop beginner, it means they took a Photoshop class in college. Make sure you see some of their work before you give them graphics work to do in your business. Because I remember I did this once. I made this mistake and someone said they had Photoshop skills. And I was like, great, well, I could have you do graphic design. And they were horrible at it. Okay, so back to salary negotiable. What does salary negotiable mean? I one time hired someone, the guy that does is a good programmer and a good graphic designer. And I had seen his work and he was really good. And his salary said negotiable. And so I worked out all the details with him and then finally said, how much do you want to make? And he said, $1,100 a month. And I said, okay, I will go hire someone else. Because, I mean, you know, I know that for that much I can hire three people. And so he said, wait, how much did you want to pay me? I said, $450. He said, great, when can I start? So when it says negotiable, it means negotiable. Okay, so let me show you one of the crazy awesome things about online jobs. We have this advanced search. So let's say you want to hire someone whose English writing is advanced. And I know that you guys are thinking about this, and I'm going to tell you that don't, but I'm going to look at it anyways. No, not marketing. I want to look at webmaster, WordPress. You want someone who can do WordPress and they know WordPress because everyone wants someone who can do WordPress. Advanced WordPress, intermediate WordPress, beginner WordPress, what do you want? How about you want someone who can do WordPress and can do web page design? Search for it. Put the three of them in. See what you can find. There are 186 relevant results for people who say they're advanced in writing, advanced in WordPress, and advanced in web page design. That's a lot of people. What are they looking to make? 13,000 pesos a month. What is that? 13,000 divided by 45. Less than $300 a month full time, 40 hours a week. 5,000 pesos a month. 15,000 pesos a month. 15,000 pesos a month. They say that they're advanced in these things. Okay? Do you think you can find someone to do stuff? How about you want a programmer? Let's go back. We'll just do this right here. Programming. What kind of programming do you want? You want PHP. For web stuff, you want PHP programming. How many people say that they're a PHP programmer? Over 2,000 programmers here. You can find anything you want here. I one time found the resume of the secretary to the president of the Philippine Stock Exchange. You can find Filipinos to do everything. Just remember, you have to train them. They do not have the educated workforce over there like we have over here. They're not trained like we are. But, you know, in marketing and in web stuff, you can teach them how to do it. Okay, so is that good or is that good? You know, that's how you find people. Just so you know, let me show you this real quick. Here's how you contact people in online jobs. Anybody can do it. You have to upgrade to see the contact information. It's $50 a month. I'm also going to show you a way that you can get it for free. All right. Now you know how to find people. Let's talk about some tips. Okay, I have 22 tips. Number one, the daily email. Make them send you an email every single day. This is super, super important. So the daily email that I have my guys send to me, I have them answer three questions. Those three questions are, number one, what did you do today? Number two, what problems did you run into? Number three, how can I help you? So this does two things. Number one, it holds them accountable for what they're doing. If they didn't do anything today, they have a hard time telling me what they did today. But number two, and this is the most important part about this daily email, it gets that person out of your head so that you can be the CEO of your business and stop thinking about the minute details of what they're working on, because you know that you're going to get an email from that person and they're going to tell you what they're working on. This lets you now let your brain focus on what is most important in your business, like making sales and marketing and making money, instead of, oh my gosh, I wonder how many articles they wrote today and what sites did they submit them to and how many directions did they submit to today and, oh man, I wonder if they wrote that thing on my blog. I don't care. Instead of thinking about those minute details, think about how could I make more sales on my site, and let your brain focus on what's important and not on tiny details. Okay, that daily email is so important. Okay, number two, the difficult first task. This is super, super important. This will make or break your experience. All right, so when I hire someone, I give them a difficult first task. The reason I give them that difficult first task is because they're embarrassed, and I'll tell you a little bit more about that in a second. The difficult first task that I give to people very often is, I want you to set up WordPress. Here's a domain, set up on my hosting account, set up WordPress on the domain, and then change the theme and write a post on a page. Now, why do I do this? Because Filipinos, culturally, all of them, and like literally every one of them, they have an inferiority complex. They feel embarrassed. They feel unworthy. They feel like they don't qualify. They feel like they're not good enough, and they're not going to do a good enough job for you. So what this does, it creates a scenario where when they get stuck on something, they're embarrassed and they don't want to disappoint you because they look up to you so much. They don't want to disappoint you that they just disappear. They don't say anything to you. They'll just disappear and they'll never talk to you again. So here's where this difficult first task comes in. The point of this is to set expectations with them as you hire them. Here's how it works. Or here's what I do. So I give them this difficult first task and I say to them, I know that, you know, this is your first task. I know that this task is really hard. And if you think about it, setting up WordPress the first time, if you've never done it before, is really hard. I know that this is a difficult first task for you. I know that you don't know how to do this, and I know that you're probably very scared. Here's what I want you to do. I want you to try it. I want you to, when you get stuck, search Google. Search Google for how to do it, how to solve your problems. Go ask your friends, read in forums, spend some time trying to figure it out. When you get stuck and you feel like you're not making progress anymore, please ask me. Ask me how to solve the problem, because either I know how to solve it or I can find someone else to help you who knows how to solve it. It's very important that you come to me and ask me when you have a problem. I want this to be a long-term relationship. I want to help. I'm here to help you make this work. Please ask me. Okay, so here's what will happen if you don't do this. And I'll tell you experiences. So my brother texts me a month or so ago and says, which by the way, my brother has three people working for him in the Philippines. He says, John, my one of my guys just disappeared. I haven't heard from him in a week. And he's been so great. I've been working with him for a couple months. And what happened? I said, he's embarrassed. He got stuck on something. He doesn't know what to do. He doesn't know how to solve something. And he's embarrassed. And he doesn't know what to say to you. A week later, I get another text from my brother that says, you were right. He was embarrassed. He had a problem. I just had to figure out what that problem was. We solved the problem. And now he's back working again, and he's great. So the point of this difficult first task is a couple things. One, it's to set expectations so that they know to come and ask you. Two, when they've done this, now you know a couple things about them. One, you know that they're willing to go out and figure stuff out. Two, they're willing to ask you questions. Three, you know that this person knows FTP, HTML, WordPress, scripts, database, hosting, cPanel. They know all kinds of stuff, and you know they're willing to figure him out if they don't know him already. Super, super important. That's that was worth the price of admission to this webinar right there, which I guess was free. So, all right, next. I give a low starting wage, I raise the wage quickly, and give bonuses for good work. Okay, so I told you before I was going to tell you a story about how good of work you can get done. So a while back, I gave one of my guys the task of doing article marketing. And, you know, in my opinion, article marketing is the number two most effective way to bring traffic to your website behind Google AdWords. And so I gave him some specific instructions on how to do it and what websites to use and how often to do it and how to write the articles and all this stuff. And I let him go. And then I didn't think about it again for 6 months. And for some reason, he wasn't emailing me updates on the article marketing stuff. And so 6 months later, I thought about it and said, you know, I wonder how article marketing is going because, you know, I mean, I know our website's doing super well, but I haven't heard about it. So I send an email and say, hey, what's going on with article marketing? Are you still doing it? Here's the response I get back. Sir, I'm still doing article marketing for you, but after I did it a couple times, I went out and did some research on my own and figured out that if I do it like this and this instead of what you said, and if I do it this often instead of what you said, and if I use these websites in addition to what you told me, it's way more effective. I hope that's okay with you, sir. What do you say to that? You know, I mean, I was like, real, I mean, because if my boss gave me some specific ways of doing something, there's zero chance that I'm going to go out and try and improve upon it. And I've realized this is a normal experience. I've had this experience so many times where they go and do something better than I asked them to do, better than I expected. So what I did, I gave him $50 extra that month. He was thrilled. Give bonuses for good work. Remember, they're human beings. They live in a third world country. You know, life is harder for them. Give them extra money. Okay, network. Once you've hired someone, you can ask them who else they know that you can hire. In my experience, it will take them 3 weeks. It will take them 3 weeks to find you someone. If they find you someone, they will not find it right away. I don't know why. Number seven, let them figure stuff out. Okay, so this is really a mindset change for you because, you know, as as Americans, we are so used to working our butts off to get stuff done, right? You know, something goes wrong and we go out and work our butt off to get it done. Well, so I was talking on the phone the other a while back with someone and you know, again, this is a mindset change. He says to me, John, you know, I gave my guy the difficult first task. He did it super well. And the second task I gave him, he didn't do it right. So I had to go figure out how to do it right so I could teach him how to do it. And I stopped him and said, wait a minute. Why? Why did you have to figure it out so you could teach him how to do it? Why don't you let him figure it out? And he says, oh, I can hear his jaw hit the floor. He says, oh, can they do that? I was like, come on, dude. You know, I mean, do you remember why I said, realize early they're human beings. They have brains and they can figure stuff out and let them figure stuff out. Okay, next. Use Jing. This is a total game changer. I'm going to show it to you. This is Jing. It sits open on my desktop. It's made by the makers of Camtasia. It is screen capture software. So here's how it works. You drag it open. You click capture. It captures your screen. Now you can annotate that image saying, I like this, move this here, I like this, move this here. Here is the magic of Jing. When you're done, you click FTP, it uploads it, and it puts it in your clipboard for you. So now, all you have to do is click paste into an email, and now they get exactly what you were thinking. You don't have to type out this long, convoluted email to explain it to them. Even better, Jing will capture video. Capture video. I'm not going to do it, but you can say, you know, imagine going to a website and saying, hey, I really like this part of this website. I want to add it to our site. Take it from here and put it right here on our site. Or how about this? Go to this website, take this piece of data, take it over here, put it here, and then do this crunching on it to figure this out. Right? And now, click upload, click paste, you're done. It doesn't take you any longer to teach something than it did to think about it. Jing is a total game changer. Oh, yeah, it's free. JingProject.com. I know some of you are thinking, oh, I have Camtasia. I'll just use Camtasia. Wrong. I'm passionate about this. Camtasia takes 10 times longer than Jing to use. Jing is so simple. It's amazing. That's how we did online jobs. I didn't do any of this. My guys in the Philippines did every bit of it, from the design to the layout to the programming to creating everything for it. In fact, for the advanced search, I said, here's what I want. Here's what he created. And I said, hey, it would be really cool if you could make these categories collapsible and pop them up. Done. Super, super simple. I use Jing every single day. It changes everything. Okay. I got to hurry through this. We're an hour into this. I'm trying to hurry. Okay, 9 through 11. Record MP3s. Okay, here's how I communicate with my people. I do not talk to my people on the phone, and what you will find is that they are embarrassed. They do not want to talk to you because they feel like their English isn't good enough. Most Filipinos have never talked to an American before. And, you know, I keep saying American because I'm American, and, you know, some of you may be Canadian or from the UK or whatever. And just also, along with it working in other countries, it also works for men and women. You can do this if you're a female. Filipinos respect females very well. Okay, so do not try and talk to them on the phone up front. They don't want to talk to you. They're scared of talking to you. Try and talk to them through email. I talk to them through email, chat, Instant Messenger, Skype, and Google Chat. They also all have Yahoo Instant Messenger. I just don't use it, but that's what they all have. Email, chat, project management system, and then recording MP3s. So the only reason you should be talking to them on the phone before you hire them is if you need to hire someone to be talking to customers on the phone. You want to hear their voice. You want to hear their accent. You want to hear it all first. Okay, number 10, give them access. Give them access to your software and your ebooks. Give them access to your hosting account. You know, like I said before, they're honest. The first thing I do when I hire someone is give them access to my hosting account. It's the very first thing that I do. You know, and maybe you're not comfortable with that. Don't do something you're not comfortable with, but it shouldn't take you very long. Remember, this is about making your life easier. This is about living the lifestyle. This is not about just doing more work. Right? This is not about hiring yourself a babysitting job. Give them access so that the next time you want them to do something, they already have access. You don't have to worry about it. Pretty soon, you may get to a point, like I'm at, where you ask them for how to get into your hosting account because you've become far enough removed that you're working on your business only and you stop working in your business. And it's amazing how easy success comes when you get to work on your business. Okay. 12, give them a job. When you hire someone, give them a full-time job. Tell them up front, you're hired. You have a full-time job. I expect 40 hours a week. Do not try and hire them by saying, we're going to do this trial period, and then we'll see if I'll hire you. So I want you to do this task first. Give them a job first and tell them they're hired. Here's how I pay people. I use Zoom.com. It's basically wiring money, and everyone in the Philippines will know how to use it. Another option is you can use PayPal. You can mass pay through PayPal. PayPal is relatively new in the Philippines. Not everyone has it, but you should have pretty good success. The reason that you can't just use Zoom is because on occasion, Zoom does some weird stuff where they won't let you send money. Once you've sent money, you'll never have a problem. But both Zoom and PayPal both have problems occasionally where they won't let you send money. So we just need to know more stuff. Also, I pay my people once a month. And I tell them every month on the same day, you need to send me an invoice or I'm not going to pay you. Because, you know, remember, this is not about me doing more. I'm not in this to do more work. I'm not in this to give myself one more thing to remember. I'm in this to make my life easier. For the first 2 months that you hire someone, you'll probably have to pay them weekly because Filipinos are scared of not getting paid. They're scared about doing work and not getting paid. So you need to pay them weekly for 2 months. And after that, you can pay them every month. Here are some customs you need to know about. Number 15, retain customs. So the first email I ever got from someone said, "Dear sir, I hope you had a good and blessed day. Here's what I did today. Blah, blah, blah. Thanks and God bless." So I remember this very vividly. I could feel my stomach turning as I read this. "Dear sir." I've never been called sir in my life. You know, I'm 26 and I've never been called sir. And I started an email back that says, "Please don't ever call me sir again." And then I thought better of it. And I didn't send the email. And I'm really glad I didn't, because every single email I've ever had says, "Dear sir." Leave the custom alone. Number 14, the 13th month. This is super important. If you are a Filipino employer in the Philippines hiring Filipinos, it is legally required that when someone has worked for you for a year, you give them a bonus of 1 month's pay. It's called the 13th month. And actually, here's how it works. It's paid in December, at the beginning of December. And so if you hire someone in January, in December, you pay them 2 months' salary, December salary plus a bonus. If you hire someone in June or anywhere else in the year, it's prorated. So if you hired them in June, you pay them half of 1 month's salary as a bonus. Here's the thing. The Filipinos will not tell you about this, but they do expect it. And that is super important. So you need to tell them when you hire them, look, I know about the 13th month. I will pay it, but I need you to remind me when it's due. So tell me when the 13th month's due and I'll pay you. Okay, number 16, internet problems. Okay, here's the bad of the Philippines. In the Philippines, they have major power and internet problems. How you deal with this, you need to figure out. So here's how you know that they have an internet outage or a power outage. They'll tell you. They'll send you an email that says, sir, I'm so sorry. I couldn't work for 4 hours today. We had a power outage. But don't worry, sir. I'll make it up for you tonight and on Saturday. So, you know, is it really a problem? That's questionable. At least you know they're being honest with you, right? So here's how I deal with it. I deal with it, and you got to understand, I'm a pretty laid-back person. I deal with it by saying, I don't care. I don't care if you make it up. I don't care if you do the work. I don't care that you had the power outage. I'm really concerned that I make their lives better. And so, you know, I don't tell them I don't care, but I'll say it's okay. I understand. It's fine. And so, you know, you need to figure out how you want to deal with it. I really am concerned about helping them, making their lives better, because as long as they're profitable for me, as long as they're making more work or more money than they're costing me, I don't care. You know, and that goes to the point where I don't care if they work 2 hours a day instead of 8 hours a day. I don't care if they work 10 minutes a day. As long as they're making me more money than they're costing me, it's okay. Now, you know, you're probably not going to have someone make you more money if they're working 10 minutes a day. You know, you probably need more than an hour a day of work. Chances are not great that you will get 8 hours of work out of them. It's hard. But you'll get pretty dang close to full-time work. It's really cool. Okay, 17, use recurring tasks. So I've found that the more recurring tasks I give them, and I'll give you an example of this, I'm not going to talk a lot about it. The more recurring tasks you give them, the easier this is for you and them. I use a task manager to manage stuff. RTM is Remember the Milk. And it's kind of a to-do list manager. Active Collab is more of a project manager, and that's what I use. I'll talk more about that in a little bit. Number 19, again, the daily email. Super, super important. Number 20, document what you teach them. When you teach them something, remember, you know, 21, be the expert, don't expect much. You have to teach them stuff. They do not know. You cannot just hire someone and say, hey, I want you to do article marketing. Go market my website. They don't know how. They do not know how to do it. Even if they say they know how, think about this. Okay. If they say they know how to do article marketing, how did they learn it? Well, they probably learned it from another American who taught them how to do it. And now they're looking for another job. Why? Because remember, Filipinos don't quit. So why are they looking for another job? Because that American fired them. Because that American probably didn't have a successful business. So do you really want to trust what they know about article marketing? Because the person who trained them before wasn't successful. So you need to train them. Now, if you are not an expert at something, go figure out how to be an expert at it. Or figure out how to get some other expert's training, which I'll talk about that in a second. Because, you know, if you don't know how to do it, and you don't know how to solve their problems for you, they don't know how either. So you've got to teach them. They do not have the educated workforce. And I know I've said that numerous times. It's super important. I've just seen enough people do this and make this mistake. Sorry, I got to get a drink. I told you I was going to talk really fast. Okay, number 22. I have this one in here because I have to. I hate it. Here's why. If you feel like you do not have enough work to keep someone busy full time, or if you feel like you don't have enough money to pay someone full time, go find someone else who wants to do this and split someone. Hire someone full time and split someone. If you have to, hire someone part time. I do not recommend that you do this. In the Philippines, there is a huge difference. There's like a stigma difference between part time work and full time work. You will get much, much, much better work done by hiring someone full-time. And I'm not talking about like the difference between 20 hours a week and 40 hours a week. I'm talking about like four times better work when you hire someone full-time. It's really, really important. But if this is what you have to do to hire someone, do it. Just hire someone. This will change your business. It will change your life. By having someone else do your work, it increases your chances of success so much because now you get to work on your business and stop working in it. Okay. Here's a list of things that my guys do for me. Things that your guys will do for you as you teach them. I'm going to go through this list pretty quickly. So Web 2.0, Affiliate Marketing Directory Submission, AdWords. Yes, I have someone that manages my AdWords account for me. And I know that some of you are thinking, oh my gosh, they could screw you. They could cost you so much money. Well, think about this. Now that you know what you know about Filipinos, why would they do that? So they could lose their job? They really just want to keep their job. They're really good at following instructions. I give them very good teaching on how to run my AdWords account. They're very good at it. Squidoo, Facebook, Wikipedia, Mininet. If you don't know what a Mininet is, I'm about to show you. Being number one on Google is not hard when you understand and implement a Mininet. It's really amazing. Software tools, info product creation, article marketing. I've talked about that. Blog comments, RSS feeds, ping and research, Craigslist, video marketing, SEO, other paper, copywriting. Yes, I have two girls that do copywriting for me. It's not the best copywriting, but you know, they write sales pages. They write squeeze pages. It's not the best, but it converts. And even more importantly, it's something that I didn't have to do. I didn't have to do it. I didn't have to think about it. And you know what? I'm still working with them to get it better so that they get better at it. It's an iterative process like what I've talked about before. And over time, they get better at it and I have to do less and less to the point, you know, at some point I will have to do nothing and they'll write amazing sales copy for me. MySpace press releases, blogging, testing. Okay, testing. Testing is my favorite. You always, you know, how many of you listening to this have ever asked someone, well, does this work better or does that work better? Or should I do this or that? And they say, well, I don't know. You got to test. Test it. And who tests? No one, because testing sucks. It's super difficult and it's tedious and it's obnoxious. Well, I test because I have my guys do it for me. I have them run Google Website Optimizer. I tell them what to test. They set up the tests. They tell me what works and what doesn't. It's amazing. Yahoo Answers customer support, filtering email. Every day I have one of my guys log into my Gmail account when he's done with work and archive all the emails that he knows that I don't want to see so that when I get up in the morning, I have a clean inbox. Again, you know, this is about making my life easier. I like my lifestyle and whatever I can have them do to make my life easier so that I can think about more important things so that I can be more successful. I will do anything I can to have that happen. MSN SEO, LinkedIn, Twitter, forum posting, eBay. Okay, so this is a partial list of things that my guys do for me, things that your guys will do for you. Okay, this is a mini net. I'm gonna talk about this for a second. SEO, search engine optimization, getting to the top of Google is really easy when you understand this. And let me explain a little bit about how Google works. So you get to the top of Google by getting links to your website. Blue links, as David Bullock calls them. Every other website that links to you with a blue link raises you in Google. Now, don't go and put a bunch of links on your website to other people's sites. That's not what you want. What you want are other people's websites linking to you. So how do you do this? Well, a lot of people will tell you, go do reciprocal linking and ask other people to link to you if you link to them. Well, that's idiotic in my view. What's a better way to do this? How about if you control all the other websites that are linking to you? Here's what this is. This is my website, these red boxes here. And the reason this is all blurred out is because when people realize how easy this is and exactly what I'm doing to get to the top of Google and how much money I'm making doing this, I just got tired of having people copy me with blatant, exact ripoffs on my website. I blurred it out. The only reason it's blurred out is so you don't see my website. Because I didn't create this diagram. One of my guys created this diagram for me and they built the entire thing. So here's what this is. This WordPress.com site links to this page on my website. It uses this blurred out keyword. It also links to this ever.com site, which is ours. And which links to this page on our site using this keyword, which links to this Squidoo page, which links to this page. It links to Blogger, which links here, links to hub pages, you know, ever hub pages, Zanga, Vox. I don't even know what these sites are, but I own pages or websites on them and they all link back to me with all of these blue links. And you know, a blue link is just a link. How do you think I'm doing in Google after having built this mini net? Pretty dang well, right? Well, how do you think I'm doing now? That was that mini net like 2 years ago. This is the mini net like a year ago. This blue is my website. These orange ones are the mini net from the previous page. These blue ones is an entirely different mini net. These purple ones is an entirely different mini net. Here are other sites that we're using to link to us. You can see here, being number one on Google is ridiculously easy when you understand how to build a mini net. No, not when you understand how to build a mini net, when you implement how to build a mini net. Because let me tell you, when I did this, when I tried to do this, I got to go back to this previous page to show you how far I got. When I tried to do this myself, I built this page and this page and built this page and got sick of it. I couldn't do it anymore. So that's as far as I got when I tried to do it. When I have someone else doing it for me, this is where we are. And actually, I don't even know how big this mini net is now because my guys keep building it. They created this diagram too. So, and you can have your guys do it. You just have to teach them how to build a mini net because they, you know, again, they don't know how. So, okay. Let me tell you about an experience, a couple experiences I had, and this is super eye-opening to me. I was talking with Kirk Christensen, which I don't know how many of you guys know him, but I was talking with him one day. I had just helped him hire his second guy, which he was telling me that the first guy that I helped him hire had already put $35,000 extra money into his bank account this year. And Kurt is a super successful AdWords marketer. So he was saying, you know what, John, I just hired the second guy, and the problem is I want to tell him, go join that affiliate program and get the affiliate link and cloak it and put it on that WordPress blog as a page, not a post. He was like, I can't tell him that. He has no idea what I'm talking. He has no clue. He's not an affiliate marketer. He says, I need a system that will help get a person up to speed so they're more on the same level as I am so that I don't have to teach them everything. And you know what? This was a really eye-opening experience for me because I've been doing this for years. And I've, you know, just created all this training and I give it to my guys and I've just known that this is something I have to deal with. Well, that same week that I have this talk with Kurt, I get another phone call from a friend of mine, Jeff out in Boston. And I just helped him hire his first guy and he calls me frantic. And he says to me, John, my guy just needs to message me. And he says, sir, I finished the task you gave me. What do you want me to do for the other 7.5 hours today? And Jeff says, I got stuff for him to do, but I'm busy. It's going to take me 4 hours to teach him how to do this. And what do I do? And I said, first of all, calm down. What do you want him to do? I want him to do article marketing for me. Okay. I have an awesome article marketing training that I've done that I've given to my guys to have them do it for me. You can have it. Have him do it. So, you know, these two experiences in the same week was really eye-opening to me where I realized this is a really big problem that people have. You have to teach these people how to do this stuff, and training people how to do stuff is hard, and it's time-consuming, and it's difficult. So here's what I've done. I have taken all of the trainings that I have done and given them to my people, and I'm going to make them available to you today. Here's how it works. I put them together into a system where you can get access to the trainings that I've given to my guys. The same trainings that I have given to them that help them build me the business that makes me $10,000, $15,000, $30,000 a month. The same training that I've given to them that helps me build businesses that make me $5,000 a month or $1,000 a month or $100 a month or $10 a month. These are the same trainings that I teach them how to build a mini net, same things that teach them how to do these things. You can get access to these things, to my training modules. This can be the combination of my knowledge plus your knowledge. If you're an expert at something, great. Give them my training, bring them up to speed, and then teach them your expert knowledge. If you're not an expert at stuff, if you don't know how to do article marketing, if you don't know how to do directory submission and social bookmarking properly so it doesn't hurt you in the search engines, great. Give them my training. I feel like I've been doing this long enough that when I've trained my guys, I know what I'm doing. And I can tell you it's been super effective for me. So if you don't know what you're doing, great. Give them my trainings. Get them going. Get them doing stuff. You'd be surprised at just how effective simply implementing is. Even if it's not done perfectly exactly the best it could ever be done, or if it's not done as well as you would do it, even though oftentimes they'll do it better than you would have done it, even if it's not, implementation is super, super effective in the internet business. Remember, they do not know how to run your business for you. You have to teach them. Also, last, don't create analysis paralysis. That's why this is a monthly program. Here's how it works. The first month in my program is for you, the business owner. It is for you to get you going quickly so you can stop working in your business and start working on your business. It's designed to get you hiring someone quickly and to get you to avoid the mistakes that I have made and that lots of other people have made. The first month is for you, the business owner. Every month after that, it's not for you anymore. So it's monthly. Every month after that, you will get one of my trainings that I've given to my guys for you to give to your guys to teach them how to do that task. So this is very different than every other program you've ever seen, where every other program is designed for the CEO, is designed for the business owner to implement it, which, you know, nobody ever thinks about this. I don't know why they don't, but you know, nobody thinks about, I'm going to design my training program so that someone else can give it to their Filipino employee. No, they design it so that the CEO of the business can do that minute detail task, right? Which is so wrong. So here's what I do. When I need something done, I'll buy programs, I'll filter through it and figure out what exactly are the things that my Filipinos need to do this. And then I'll create the training. So every month now, you get one less thing to do and one more thing that's being done for you in your business. So let me, now that you know what that is, let me tell you some of the bonuses that I'm adding into this when you join. So number one, I told you that I use Active Colab, the project management system. You're going to get access to that. I went to the company that makes it and I licensed it from them so that you get Active Colab, the project management system that I use, so that you can use it. Also, you're going to get access to a pre-screened employee list. So if you don't want to go do the recruiting, we do that. We have someone that does recruiting, and you can get access to them and pick someone that we've already recruited and say, I want to hire that guy. It costs a little bit of money extra, but you can do that. Also, you are going to get access to bestjobs.ph and onlinejobs.ph for free. Onlinejobs.ph costs $50 a month, and bestjobs.ph costs, you have to pay for 3 months of access. You're going to get it costs you about $150. You're going to get access to both of those for free as part of this, and that's a really big deal. You're going to get some specific hiring instructions, how to pay your people, instructions for tools that I use, tax concerns explained. I have some employment contracts that you can use. Also, there's a tips and tricks and pitfalls audio that I recorded that will help you do this better. I've been doing this for a long time, and I've had a lot of experience with it. Also, here's some more stuff I'm going to give you. So I recorded a question and answer session and a frequently asked questions for people who had been doing this for a while. And this is a small group, and they all paid to be on this call. I think I answered like 91 questions that day, and you're going to get access to that. That's going to help you avoid all these problems and questions that these other people had who had been doing this already for a while. So the business in a box, let me tell you what that is. This is a business that I have my guys implement for me. And I realize that a lot of people, when they do this, they start doing this and realize, you know what? I mean, you see this, you see what I've just taught you and you realize, yeah, I want to do this. You get it, right? But maybe I've seen a lot of people that you're not ready to have them start working in your business today. So here's what the business in a box is. It is designed to get them working for you with little to no effort on your part so they can start making you money. Now, I will not make any income claims from it. However, I will tell you that it is direct linking using Google AdWords and affiliate programs. It's very specific instructions, which a lot of people will tell you that direct linking does not work anymore and they are full of it. I will just tell you that I know a couple guys. I had one guy recently come to a seminar and come and say, John, I just came to thank you. I gave my guys the business in a box, and they're implementing it, and I don't even know what they're doing, but I know that they're making more than enough money every month to pay for themselves. So that's the business in a box. I'm going to include that for free here. So in my opinion, keyword research is one of the most important things in designing a successful business. And a lot of people just teach one method of keyword research where it's like, this is how you do keyword research, and this is always the method to do it. And I think that there are different situations under which you need to do different kinds of keyword research. So I've done these tutorials from my guys, and I'm going to give them to you so that you can get your guys going on the right foot, so that you can get your guys doing keyword research correctly right up front. And you're going to get those as a bonus for when you join. Last, I have access to two full 2-day internet marketing seminars that I'm going to give you for two reasons. One, if you choose to watch them, you can benefit from them. Two, you can give these to your guys, and they're going to have a pretty dang good education to bring them up to speed so they're more on the same level as you are. And in these seminars, I mean, some of the best speakers I know of came and spoke at these, like David Bullock on testing homogenization, on copywriting, Keith Baxter on traffic generation, Scott Bolch on membership sites, Andrew Locke on eBay and on tips and tricks that he uses to run his business, John Barker or Mr. X, the original Mr. X on affiliate marketing. These seminars were amazing. And people paid $2,000 to come to each of these, and you're going to get access to them for free. So now I have a couple unannounced bonuses for you that I don't always do. So number one, I have some thoughts on business plans that work well with outsourcing. If what you're doing currently isn't working for you, great. Here's some business plans that work well with outsourcing. Number two, I have a report that I wrote that were the top seven ROI activities for your Filipino VA. The top seven things that, in my opinion, in my experience, you can get them doing to get you the best return on your investment the quickest. Number three, I have a report that I wrote, the 14 mistakes, and actually it's now the 15 mistakes, I added one, that most people make when starting and how to avoid them. You know, these aren't hard mistakes to avoid, but I see most people make these mistakes. You just have to know that they're there and know how to avoid them. And this is going to save you so much time and effort. Last, I'm going to give you month two for free and month one. Okay, so let me explain this. I'm not going to give you month two for free. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you module two for free in month one. So month one in my program is designed for you, the business owner. Month two is designed for your Filipinos that you hire to train them. Well, I'm going to let you pick one of my modules that you will get for free today when you join. And you get to pick which one it is. If you want to do you pick which one is most relevant to your business. If you want to do the mini net, great. Pick my mini net training. If you want to have them start managing your AdWords account, great. Pick my AdWords training. If you want to do article marketing, great. Do article marketing or video marketing or social networking or social bookmarking and directory submission. Pick which one is most relevant to you and your business today. Okay, so that's how my program works. I hope it's clear. I guess I'll explain it one more time. Let me show you this. I want to show you what people are saying about this, and I gotta plug something in for you. So this is pretty cool.
Hi, this is Steve from Las Vegas. I just want to say a big thank you to John. Your system has really changed my life. I've started using it about 2 months ago, and I've been doing internet marketing now for 3 months, and I wasn't making any money when I came across your system, and I had one website up, and I ended up hiring a guy, and within 2 weeks, I started making money. And just last week alone, that one website made me $600. And over the last 2.5 months, I've made $10,100 directly from work that my guys in the Philippines have doing. I now have three guys working for me, which is kind of funny because when I was kind of hesitant to first sign up because I thought, I don't know if I have enough work to keep one guy busy. Well, when you have someone to actually implement stuff for you, you find out how much work there actually is that can be done. So I just want to say thank you, John. Your system really works and it's really changed my life.
Okay, so with the new FTC guidelines, and I got to plug this in again. So with the new FTC guidelines, you know, I'm only supposed to tell you testimonials that are typical results. This is typical results. That's why I show it to you. I see so much of my customers succeeding for the first time because they're not the ones doing the work anymore. We are at an hour and a half now, and I got to skip through these things, but you can see some of the people here, Julie Fortin, Kirk Christensen, and Alex Jeffries, and Olin Agtual, and Marlon Sanders, and Matt Lewis. Okay, real quick, if this guy can do this, you guys can do this. This guy sends me this video, and I look at it and say, oh my goodness, you couldn't even put on a normal shirt to send me this. And I've talked to him, and he's a smart dude, but he says, you know, my guys have made me an extra $10,000 this year already, and they're doing all this work that I wasn't even able to do before, and it's getting done. If he can do this, you guys can do this. Okay, the total value of all this stuff that I'm giving you is over $8,500. I'm not going to charge you that today. For the first 22 today, it's $97. And it's $97 for the first month, and it's $97 every month after that. Now, let me tell you the reason why I have to limit it. For a long time, I didn't limit the number of people that could get in. And what I found was when I went to try and hire someone, I was finding hiring competition because, you know, there's not a limit to how many Filipinos there are. 100 million Filipinos. But at any given time, in the places where you're trying to hire people, in the search results that you're getting, I find that people are trying to hire the same people. And so in order to make sure that everyone has the best experience possible, I have to limit the number of people that I can let in. So for 22 people today, it's $97. So here's what this is going to do for you. It's going to save you literally hundreds of hours and thousands of dollars in avoiding the mistakes and pitfalls that I have made and that other people have made, that I've seen other people make. I've been doing this for over 4 years. And I've literally helped thousands of other people do this, and I've seen them make the same mistakes over and over again, and you're not going to make those mistakes. This is going to put you on the fast track to success in doing this, which is why you got into the internet business in the first place, so you could start living the lifestyle that you always wanted, the lifestyle that you deserve to live because you've worked hard. So here's what I want you to do. Click the join button on this page. There's a little orange join button. And that's going to take you to a confirmation page where you're going to, it's going to show you all of the things that I talked about that you're going to get when you join. On that page, there's an add to cart button. Click the add to cart button and go through the checkout process. Once you're done and you get inside, there is a step-by-step process. You know, it's numbered. Step one, step two, step three. Follow the steps and hire someone. You know, the process for hiring someone in the Philippines is very different than hiring in the U.S. You can, once you've communicated with someone, you know, you've figured out this is the person you want to hire, you can ask them, when do you want to start? Or when can you start working for me? And they'll say, I can start working today, sir. What do you want me to do? And you can give them their first task, and you can have someone hired by tonight. So again, click the join button on this page, get the confirmation of what you're going to get, click the add to cart button, join, and go through the steps and hire someone. This is life changing. You've seen how it's changed my life, and it's changed the lives of so many other people, because now they're not the ones doing the work in their business. They can work on their business. You can work on your business and enjoy working on your business while someone else does all the work for it. I have two more things to say before we end. I just remembered one of them. So, okay, first of all, 100% money back guarantee. If you're not satisfied, ask for your money back. We'll give it back. No questions asked. Not a problem. Also, with that, this is a monthly program. There's no contract. You can cancel anytime. Okay, so the second thing was, and I just remembered this, and this is the kind of thing you're going to get inside, you know, where there's only so much I can put into an hour and a half. So, and this is very important. Do not incentivize the people that you hire. Don't try and tell them, like, I'll give you 10% of everything we make based off of your hard work. Or don't try and tell them, you know, if we meet these goals, I'll give you this bonus. It will backfire on you. Do not try and incentivize them. Just pay a monthly salary. I've always only seen incentivizing backfire. So, you know, again, this is one of the kinds of things that you need to know that I'll teach you inside, and I just don't have time to cover it in an hour and a half. So again, this is John Jonas, and I hope this has been helpful to you. Click the join button, get going, start hiring someone, change your life, start making more money. I hope this has been helpful to you, and I'll see you on the inside.